The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2, Gráinne and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 5.
Granny Gráinne, what happened next?
Now, let me see. The pirate Alde had stolen the Cauldron of Dagda from our lands. Our tribe was in trouble. The druid had sent me on a mission to retrieve it before it was too late. He gave me a necklace made from a fragment of the cauldron to guide me. Then, as the pirate Alde and his crew began to board our ship, that necklace started to glow once more.
You, down below!
No! I'm not leaving.
Your father's crew will come for us.
They're already pulling alongside. Gráinne, Flaherty, go below, now.
The mast. If we climb up, we'll be safe. Below, we'll be caught. This way.
Don't let them get overboard.
It's so hot, it burns.
Gráinne?
Nothing. It's the necklace.
I see your father and Donal.
Where?
Over there. Someone's creeping up behind him.
Not if I can help it. Dad! Ahar!
Gráinne, Donal, get her somewhere safe.
Did he hurt you, Dad?
This way, now!
Enough! One more step and your chief gets it.
I should have swung that stick harder.
You hit hard enough for a boy. Now drop it.
Get them to safety.
One more step, Donal, and your chief gets it. Put down the weapons. Now!
Over here. More rope.
Not so hard. That's too tight.
What happens now?
It's my first time being captured as well, Gráinne. Don't worry. I'll figure something out.
He's looking for something. My guess is, if we give it to him, he'd let us go.
Along with our cargo.
Any fight you can walk away from is a win. Even if we lose the cargo.
Quiet!
I heard the first one say that we are sailing to their base. They want to unload us, and then search the ship for something.
Then we stay put. Wait till they try to unload us, and at the first opportunity, we make a run for it.
Aye, my chief.
Or we could just give him what he's looking for and then I'm sure he'd...
There's nothing on board that could interest a man like Alde. This whole raid makes no sense.
Ouch!
Are you alright?
Nothing, just my necklace.
Don't worry, Gráinne. Your father has gotten us out of tougher spots than this before. Till then, we'll look after you.
Thanks.
Gráinne, look up. It's starting to get dark outside. The moon is rising over the water.
And it's almost a full moon.
You lot, up on deck.
Watch it.
Where do you think they're taking us?
To some dungeon, while they decide what to do with us.
Gráinne, stay close to Donal and Flaherty. Men, you were with me. As soon as we see a chance.
Welcome. You have something I want on one of your ships. As soon as I find it, you're free to go. Minus your cargo, of course. The faster I find it, the quicker you'll be released. The longer it takes, the more likely you'll be sitting in a cell, and I'll hold you all for ransom. I'm sure someone somewhere wants you back. At a price, of course. Now, who would like to tell me where I can find what I'm looking for? Anyone? Anyone? No takers? Well then, men, the cell it is.
This way. Move.
Except for two of you. I have need of some extra servants. You.
Me?
You look like you know your way around a kitchen and... you.
Me?
Yes, you. Move.
Come on, ladies, move it.
He's useless in a kitchen. Take me.
Did I ask you to speak? No. I want that boy.
He looks like he won't be much trouble, and of course, having two of your crew with me means you won't be tempted to do anything stupid. Will you, O'Malley?
You!
Lock him up, now.
Move.
Please mind the child, Seamus.
Take them away. You two, with me.
Don't let them know who you are. We'll come for you. Promise. Just stay safe till then.
Shall we?
You can take this rope off now, Alday.
Oh, of course, of course.
That's better. Oh, that's better. Oh, my wrists are killing me.
Was this a necessary part of the plan, Druid? Landing me with a full crew to feed and guard?
Now look, you, listen to me. The fragment is there on the ship. I felt it. We need the cauldron to be at full power.
And you remembered the bargain we made?
Yes, Alday. I remember the bargain we made.
You.
Ah! I vouched you to one of your men. He gets it.
Curious. Why'd you pick the child, Alday?
I saw the way the others looked at him and guessed he must be related to the chief. Right now, I have a full crew to keep imprisoned thanks to you. So I needed a little leverage. Plus, the cook does need help in the kitchen.
You plotted against us? You betrayed us?
I am not heartless, child. But needs must. I have been waiting for this moment for a long time. There's a power that I plan to harness. Something on your boat is the key to unlocking that power. A fragment that I need to find. Now you listen to me. You will be safe just as long as you obey the rules and don't do anything silly. You hear me? And I'll keep your secret, child. Just as long as you do as you're told.
A boy with secrets?
Anything I should know?
Not for now. Time is running out. Send him to the kitchen. He won't be any trouble. And I'll meet you by the boat. He knows what'll happen to the rest if he gives us any trouble. Just move it.
Old Seamus betrayed you?
Yes.
Hiding in plain sight. He was the evil force the druid warned me about. The one with the knowledge of the old ways, determined to take the power of the cauldron and turn it into something darker. Something only he could control. Power was what the druid Seamus sought. Revenge on those he imagined had wronged him. He hid among us, pretending to be something he was not. I had never realized it. Till then, as we walked up the path, my heart was sinking. Old Seamus, the evil druid, was right. Time was running out. The moon was becoming fuller with each night, and now, with the whole crew under guard, I was the only one left. I had to find a way to rescue them and find the cauldron. We needed to return it to our lands before it was too late for our people.
How, Granny? How did you save them? What happened next?
Ah, Machree. That is a story for another time.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen Season 2 was produced by Roundstone Media for RTE Radio Junior. The series is funded by RTE Radio and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.